the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Chaos at the hospital in Gaza after surprise overnight Israeli airstrikes that have ended a fragile two-month ceasefire. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blames stalled hostage talks. Israel's foreign ministry spokesman Oren Marmorstein.
From this point forward, Israel will act against Hamas with increasing military intensity.
Gaza's health ministry says more than 410 people have been killed. The BBC's Rushdie Abu Alouf.
In hospitals, doctors are saying that they have received more than 250 people injured. Some of them are in a very critical condition and they are trying to cope with the situation with the lack of equipment and the lack of medical facilities in Gaza.
President Trump is planning a phone call this morning with Russia's Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Stephen Pfeiffer says the two sides may not be near compromise yet, but he thinks there's a chance if Ukraine gives up some territory and Russia stops opposing a security guarantee for Ukraine.
Because they don't want this war then to break out again 2 or 3 years down the road after Putin has rebuilt his army.
Pfeiffer says what President Trump does may be significant.
The United States as the broker is leaning towards Russian positions.
Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Early this morning at the International Space Station.
Freedom is free of its moorings. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore begin their belated trip home.
A SpaceX capsule carrying the two American astronauts undocked, ending a nine-month mission that was only supposed to last 8 days. Splashdown's expected early this evening off Tallahassee, Florida. NASA's Ken Bowersox.
I'm looking forward to sitting across from them and hearing about their perception of how things went and all about their time on orbit.
A Texas midwife has been arrested for allegedly providing illegal abortions.
It's the first time criminal charges have been filed under the state's near total abortion ban. Maria Rojas operates three health clinics in the Houston area. The state attorney general says she was practicing medicine without a license. Houston defense attorney Will Vaughn, who is not involved in the case, can easily see Rojas's case going to the Supreme Court.
Not so much challenging the conviction, if there were one, but challenging the constitutionality of the statute as a whole.
If convicted, Rojas would face up to 30 years in prison. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Unfunny moments for a comedian at New York's Madison Square Garden. SNL and 30 Rock alum Tracy Morgan got sick courtside during last night's Knicks Heat game. Video shows paramedics taking the 56-year-old away in a wheelchair as he held a towel over his face. No comment from Morgan's rep. The game delayed for about 10 minutes in the third. Knicks won it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today's the first day of in-person absentee voting for the April 1st election. You can find all that voting information at myvote.wi.gov. Once you find out where and how you can vote, check out the Racine County Eye to find out more about the people on the ballot. On that website today, video interviews with folks running in Racine. Get to know the candidates at racinecountyeye.com. Tonight, the Racine Common Council faces a big decision as they vote on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of recent procedural changes. The vetoed amendments would have granted the council president the authority to appoint committee members and to allow the committees to elect their own chairs. The council could override the veto tonight. The issue has sparked debate over the balance of power in city government. That meeting starts at 6 this evening. It's still not known exactly where Senator Tammy Baldwin will be stopping in Racine Thursday. She's off on what she calls a hands-off-my-Medicaid tour. Baldwin claims Republicans want to make changes to Medicaid. However, GOP officials say that's not the case and that they're aiming to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. And two Racine teams are in the semis, and both games are coming to WRJN. The boys' high school basketball tournament will feature two Racine teams, with the Prairie School taking the court Thursday. We'll have coverage starting at 6 p.m. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams advance to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
Happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams. We tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are watching a storm system that will bring rain and a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and then rain will change to some snow tomorrow night into Thursday. There could be some minor accumulation and possibly some slick roads Thursday morning. Today, clouds in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
My wife's always buying stuff online. We're taking in shipments every day. We got boxes coming in our house. Everywhere I go, front door, back door, trunk of the car. They're everywhere. You know, Google Earth, like the Street View photos, they refresh every few months. Every time, there's boxes on my porch. She sends stuff to her office and launders it through the work bag. Just playing a huge shell game with me. I don't know what's coming or going, you know? So I was like, I'm returning that. That's for someone else. I'm like, how much is this? I don't know. I got that a long time ago. Before currency? What are you talking about? How much was it? She can never answer that question, you know? Like, are those new shoes? Yeah, how much are those? They were 30% off. Oh, is that how much they were? Let me jot that down in our ledger.
Melissa Donaldson is my guest here at 7:07 on this, Tuesday morning. And from the Racine Public Library. Now, wait a second. I got written down everything you're in charge of, because you're in charge of a lot of stuff. You're in charge of digital services and innovation at the Racine Public Library. Yes. That's a lot of stuff.
Yes. We
move a little closer. I want to hear everything you have to say.
Can you hear that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. So my team is comprised of...
Oh, you got a team?
I have a team.
I've been here 25 years. I don't have any team.
Yeah. I have a team of about... four people right now, so five of us total, and we handle the technology not just for staff but also for patrons at the library. So,
wow! So, you know, I'm thinking back to when I was a kid going to the library, riding my bike to the library. None of this existed; it just didn't exist. It was books and maybe records and magazines. That was the entire library.
Yep. No. Libraries are so much more nowadays. You know, we're more about the people. We're people focused, making sure that people have access to what they need. They can get on a computer if they need a computer, if they don't have one at home, so that they can apply for a job. We've helped a number of people over the last 3 weeks applying for jobs because they've never had to use a computer before, and now they're freshly out of work having to find a new job.
There are still people don't know how to never touch the computer, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I don't know anything about computers, but at least I touched them. You're a witness. I can't fix anything. If it's broken, I call somebody. I call the guy. I can't fix it. So that's what you do. Well, that's great. And again, the library... is still books, it's still Records. You got records back there.
Yeah,
again.
We have records again.
CDs, DVDs, Blu-rays, all that kind of stuff.
Video games.
Video game. You can take out video games?
Yep. We have video games. Yep. And we have board games.
Like PlayStation games?
PlayStation, Switch, Xbox. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know you can take them out. I knew you have classes there for video games. But that's kind of neat. Yeah. All right. The Digital Literacy Fair. It sounds like something that's right up my alley. It's coming up March 22nd, which is, that's only 4 days from now.
Yep.
And that will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. What is that?
So the Digital Literacy Fair is a project of the Digital Divide Roundtable. So it's a group of us in Racine who are dedicated to bridging the digital divide in our community, making sure that people have access to technology who may not otherwise have access to. So we meet on a monthly basis. And this project kind of came out of that. So we get together and we talk about, we're having tables from different organizations who are part of the Digital Divide Roundtable. And they're going to share what they do around digital literacy. So financial literacy, our digital navigators from the city of Racine will be there. My team will be there.
And these are basically to teach people, tell them what's available by using either your phone or a computer.
Yep. Or where you can go to get help to learn how to use a computer better.
Now, do you give courses on that at the library?
We do. Okay. We do. Absolutely. Yep. And that's some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about at the Digital Literacy Fair, what's available to everybody.
Wow. Is it get crowded? Do people have to register in advance or what?
Nope. Just show up. People will get to earn raffle tickets.
Okay.
To win prizes for talking to people. So you actually have to talk to people, and then you'll get a stamp on your passport. And then when you're done with the fair, you'll bring your passport and you'll get a raffle ticket for every person you talk to.
Whoa, so, that's good. What are you raffling away?
We have different things. We have a couple of mobile charging baskets, a gamer's basket. We have some Kringle from Racine, Danish Kringle.
All right, now we're talking.
Marine Credit Union has picked up a bunch of gift certificates for participants to enter to win, from Inclusive Bean to O&H to Walmart and Quick Trip. So we have a bunch of stuff that we think will be enough to keep people.
So this is what's in that mobile charging basket, one of the prizes. Wireless charger, wireless headphones,
mm-hmm.
Power block, charging cords, power bank. See, I still use wires here. And I got to tape them down because they get tangled up in my everything else around here. So I got to tape it down. I don't have wireless headphones. The gamer's basket of gaming keyboard, gaming mouse, gaming headset. That's expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, of course, the food, O&H Danish Bakery, Inclusive Bean, Quick Trip, and Walmart. Well, you got a lot of nice sponsors on board there to help out.
Yeah, we do. And even Divino Gelato also has given us a gift certificate to raffle off as well. So.
Two tablets. You can win one of two tablets provided by Spectrum. 3 month Kringle of the Month certificate. Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. That's as technical as I want to get. Well, this is great. This is coming up on March 22nd, 4 days from now. What day of the week is that? Is that a Saturday?
It's a Saturday, yeah.
Saturday. What was that big boom? Is that you putting down your phone?
Yes, sorry.
What was that explosion I just heard? Okay, so it's coming up in 4 days, Saturday, March 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free of charge. Just show up at the library right there in the lakefront. You can't miss it. Just you're downtown. And bring your brain with you and learn something. Or I can learn something, too.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say a big thank you to our sponsors for the event. We have Domino's, who's donating pizza, Spectrum, again, who's donating the tablets, Divino Gelato, who's donated some gift certificates, Marine Credit Union for buying the gift certificates, the Friends of the Racine Public Library for giving $500 for the event, Racine Danish Kringle, who's giving 10 Kringles for the event, and then the gift certificate. And, of course, the City of Racine for helping provide all the digital navigators to help.
Now, you give tech help. Now, is it a particular time, or can you get tech help anytime you want it?
At the library?
Yeah.
At the library, we have, right now I'm in the middle of hiring one more staff. Otherwise, I'd say we have somebody there pretty much every time we're open. But
oh, great.
Right now, Monday and Tuesday from open to close, we typically have somebody in the innovation lab for tech help. Wednesday and Thursday until 6 currently, and then Saturday we have people in there from 10 to 4. So,
yeah. Can you help with iPads, iPhones? I just got a new, it was not an iPad. It's like an iPad. My wife bought it for me, and she's using it very well. But she, not, because I'm not in, I just, whatever I use on my phone. But it does, it's nice to have it. It's so big and stuff. So I'm learning piano.
Oh, there you go.
And there's courses on there she puts on there where I've got to put notes on the bass scale, the treble clef scale. Everybody knows it's the bass scale. It's strange. And it gives me a clock and I've got to compose these notes, sharps, flats and everything on the screen. And there's a clock ticking and I get nervous because I hear the ticking and it's running out. But yeah, so, you know, she knows how to work all that stuff, which is good because it filters down to me slowly, including playing the piano. Okay, so get help with your iPads, your iPhones, MacBooks. So the tiny computer, right? A MacBook. Windows laptops, Kindles, Kindle Fires. Oh, I have a Kindle Fire. My wife has a Kindle Fire. Android tablets and phones. And so that's pretty neat. You can always get your help at the latest. It's the greatest. It's the library. Melissa Donaldson is here. We have more coming up in just a moment. It's 7:16. We're looking for cloudy weather today with a high near 50. Cloudy, lows 41 tonight. Rain likely tomorrow with a high near 49. Right now, the sun is... Was the sun shining when you came in?
It was just coming up.
Okay, sun's coming up. We get that official from meteorologist Melissa Donaldson. Clear and sun is coming up, 46 degrees right here at Radio Park. It's time for Peter.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release with a disappointing just over $3 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Melissa Donaldson from the Racine Public Library is here. I want to thank her for coming by. I was there at the library yesterday. I got a DVD out. It was on order. It's like 53 people were ahead of me. But I got it yesterday. And I hear a voice from the front saying, I could bring that out to you. I could bring that out to you. And I thought, she must be talking to somebody out there. I could bring that out to you. I look up. She's looking at me. It's Glennis at the front desk. I was looking through that thing where you keep all the stuff you order. And she said, I could bring that. I didn't know she was talking to me.
Oh.
And I look around, who the heck is she yelling at her? And it was me. So, yes, very helpful people at the Racine Public Library. Here's what I want to do sometime when I get in there, when I'm not in a rush and I don't have a mission to go on. I want to get in the elevator and push that top button that doesn't have anything written next to it. There's the first floor, the second floor, and then there's nothing written. Is it the penthouse? I don't know what it is.
You know, it's a button of nowhere.
You tell people.
It actually doesn't do anything.
Yeah, right. I saw that Twilight Zone episode where she gets in the elevator and she pushes a floor by accident, and she gets up there and all the mannequins are alive walking around. That's the floor that she wasn't supposed to be on.
Yeah.
And the mannequins come to life on that floor. I have a feeling that there's all these characters from books walking around up there on that floor.
That would be really
cool. Rumpelstiltskin comes to life. Snow White's walking around. All these people are walking around upstairs on that floor. I'm going to push that button. You say nothing's going to happen?
Nothing's going to happen. There's no, actually, no, like, it doesn't, there's no third floor, so it wouldn't know where to go.
So why is the button there?
Because I think they built it. Now, this was when I was a kid, so my understanding is that they built it for future building. So, like, future planning, you know, like, thinking.
Yeah. No, I'm going to push it. I'm going to see what happens. I want to go to that floor where all the characters are walking around and they're from books. And
I've never actually been up on in it's like an attic space. I've never.
That's where it all happens. That's where the Twilight Zone happens, in the attic space.
I've never actually been up that way because, and I've been there. It'll be 27 years next month.
So. You never went up there?
Mm-mm. No.
Don't you have any curiosity to see what's up there?
No.
Strange smells coming from up there?
No.
I just think it's like that Twilight Zone when the mannequins are all walking around up there. That's their floor where they come to life. Okay, we're talking about shows at the events at the library. We talked about what's coming up, the Digital Literacy Fair. It's coming up this Saturday, March 22nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free. Just show up. You don't need to reserve a space in advance. Let's talk about some other things there. A playlist of learning videos in the community room. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we've put together with our group of people from the Digital Divine Roundtable, we've come up with some short videos to talk about various digital literacy subjects, from Excel to what free learning resources are available to you if you don't have money to necessarily go out and get official training. There are other sites that provide training that will help you get the skills you need.
That's what I need, skills. Free online resources, Veterans Employment Services, Excel, Dropbox. I guess one our engineer sent me something yesterday with it from the Dropbox, and I said, well, I don't have a Dropbox. I used to, but I don't have it on my laptop. He said, you don't need it. Just click on it. And it'll work. And it did. He was right. I saw Dropbox. I went into full cardiac arrest with the Windows Basics. It was like, clear. give me the paddles. Windows Basics, Internet Basics, and so much more. My mother, at age 92, she was on Facebook, Twitter. She was all over the Internet. She was downloading stuff. She was so good. She used her phone most. She used her computer at one time. Then when she was in her 90s, just used her phone. And she had a Kindle, but it was like a Kindle. And she used to use that. And she was all over the place. And she says, look what I downloaded. Where'd you get that from? She goes, well, somebody told me on Facebook about it and I downloaded it. And she was all over the Internet at age 92.
Hey, no, everybody is capable of working technology. I think once you let go of that fear of technology, it just comes naturally.
Oh, she was always independent. She was at the forefront of everything. She one day she calls me over. My screen isn't working on my it's called a Lapan. It's like a Kindle. And she pushed the button to change the language on it. Except I didn't know what language it was. And she says, well, can't you just hit menu? I said, if I knew what language this was, I could do it. So I typed in one word in Google on my phone and I found out what language it was. Now I can work with it and I can see what that word was, and I eventually got it back. I said, why did you push that? Well, I didn't mean to. Well, I know you didn't mean to. Why are you pushing buttons on this phone? Stop pushing buttons. All right. Tech help from the Racine Public Library staff. Bring us your electronics. Really? You can bring in your stuff?
Yep. Everybody, you can bring
within
in
reason.
Within reason. Like, we do have people who like ask to bring in printers and stuff like that. That's a little harder to do, but you can bring in like your laptop if you get a new laptop and you don't quite know how to use it, because Windows does change periodically and it changes how it looks, and every Android device is different. So if you want to bring in your Android tablet, you can do that.
I hate when they do updates on my computer.
You can bring in your iPad, your iPhone. We'll help you with whatever you need. And if we don't know it, we will learn it alongside with you. We have the skills to be able to do
that. My biggest fear is there's an update waiting and I got to update it, because I never know what's on the other side of that update. If my computer is going to work the same, and I literally have a panic attack when I see that. Now I have somebody who helps me with my computer. Kurt Vollman, who works here afternoons, helps me with it because he knows everything about computers. But still, I go into a full cardiac arrest when I see that on there. I just hate when they do updates.
Do you know what version of Windows you have?
Whatever the latest one is.
11?
Yeah, I have a new laptop, okay. So whatever.
Good.
Whatever it is, but it keeps getting updates. Same thing with my phone. I don't update my phone because...
Well, that's not a good idea. You should update your phone.
I did it once, and then things were missing from it when I did it, and I don't want to do it again. And the things were fine. They were there on the phone. I just couldn't find them. They moved them, and I don't want to do that. So
I know, but for security reasons, that's a good idea to do that because that's where they do all the security updates on your phone. So I really recommend doing them.
Not going to do it. the phone will say, we're doing it whether you like it or not.
Yeah, it does get to that point.
So I don't have a choice at that point. All right, we're talking about things going on at the Racine Public Library. Melissa Donaldson is here from the Innovation and...
Digital Services and Innovation.
Digital Services and Innovation Department. You know, that's a thing we didn't have back in the 60s, huh? Nope. There's a job title that didn't exist. Melissa Donaldson's here. We've got more coming up. It's 7:25 at WRJN. Time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey. It's sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street in Kenosha. Bringing you Paul Harvey and the rest of the story in just 30 seconds.
Easter is almost here. Celebrate with a stunning floral arrangement from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Cheerful tulips, elegant lilies, custom Easter baskets bursting with color. They have the perfect blooms to brighten any home or gathering. And don't forget to brand fine chocolates, a sweet treat for any Easter basket. Surprise someone special in the most beautiful way. Stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street, just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. Saturday morning, April 13, 1844, New Yorkers awakened to the thrill of a lifetime. It was impossible, wasn't it? But there it was in the newspaper. There it was in the New York Sun, a full-page extra with 7 columns of copy and an accompanying illustration. Too amazing, too wonderful to be true, but there it was in stark, unyielding black and white. The Atlantic Ocean had been crossed. And east to west in a hot air balloon in an astounding 74 hours. It had been an English Channel crossing gone awry, the story said. The self-propelled, rudder-guided, blimp-shaped balloon Victoria had set out from North Wales, was destined for Paris. When a steel connecting rod came loose, the floundering airship fell prey to a gale-force wind. By the time the rod was resecured, the Victoria had blown far off course. And it was then that one of the passengers allegedly made a fateful suggestion. Why not take advantage of the gale on their tail and try to reach North America? And 3 days later, the report continued, the coast of South Carolina was sighted. The balloon touched down near Fort Moultrie on Sullivan Island. At least that was the story. This is the rest of the story. From daybreak until well into the afternoon, throngs filled the streets outside the New York Sun's headquarters. Crowds clamoring for more information blocked the entrances. One astonished employee would later confess, quote, I never witnessed more intense excitement to get possession of a newspaper. And yet, as it turned out, those who had a copy of the paper that morning did not have as much as they thought. Least of all, the truth. For the New York Sun, exclusive of the incredible Atlantic crossing, was just that. Incredible. It never happened. Vivid details made it seem plausible. The name of the voyagers, 3 of them real people, the technical specifics, the colorful descriptions, and all of it the product of one man's imagination and desperation. You see, Ed was broke. Ed was flat broke. Freshly arrived in New York, down to his last $4. He and his wife would starve unless... That's right. It was Ed who dashed off that cockamamie balloon story and went down to the newspaper office and sold it to unsuspecting editors for $50. And wouldn't you know it, even after the newspaper printed a retraction, there were still a lot of folks who refused to believe it was a hoax. Ed? Well, he managed to avoid tar and feathers, and he eventually got back on his feet. Far as I know, he never tried to fool anybody like that again, but he kept on entertaining us with fiction represented as fiction. Nobody ever learned anything about American literature without learning his name and reading his words, and yet until today, there was one story you had missed. This story.
of a balloonist and his comrades swept across an ocean in an historic voyage, a convincing, though utterly fanciful, account. Born in the brilliant brain of a broke poet named Edgar Allan Poe. And now you know the rest of the story.
And we've got another rest of the story coming up with Dan Marcus, 1205 today, right here at WRJN, where it's exactly 7:30.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
Good morning. It's 7:30. Let's check news of the morning, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today's the first day of in-person absentee voting for the April 1st election. You can find all that voting information at myvote.wi.gov. Once you find out where and how you can vote, check out the Racine County Eye to find out more about the people on the ballot. On that website today, video interviews with folks running in Racine. Get to know the candidates at racinecountyeye.com. Tonight, the Racine Common Council faces a big decision as they vote on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of recent procedural changes. The vetoed amendments would have granted the council president the authority to appoint committee members and to allow the committees to elect their own chairs. The council could override the veto tonight. The issue has sparked debate over the balance of power in city government. That meeting starts at 6 this evening. It's still not known exactly where Senator Tammy Baldwin will be stopping in Racine Thursday. She's off on what she calls a hands-off-my-Medicaid tour. Baldwin claims Republicans want to make changes to Medicaid. However, GOP officials say that's not the case and that they're aiming to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. And two Racine teams are in the semis, and both games are coming to WRJN. The boys' high school basketball tournament will feature two Racine teams, with the Prairie School taking the court Thursday. We'll have coverage starting at 6 p.m. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams advance to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
A little sigh of relief for our pork producers. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning, this National Agriculture Day. It came over the weekend. Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says they learned over the weekend that the processing plants that are registered to export into China finally were updated. The bad news, according to Hallstrom, though, is that beef exporters are still waiting.
We do not have any update or any word on the status of the 390 beef facilities with the March 16th expiration. And there was one plant from mid-February as well. Their registrations have not been updated by GAC. So for the time being anyway, these plants can only ship to China with product that was produced prior to March 16th. We're very appreciative of all the support and help from USDA and USTR, and we're hoping to hear some feedback soon on the status of these beef plant registrations.
Dan Hallstrom, president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, GAC stands for China's General Administration of Customs. He says this has been a bit of a wake-up call for all of the meat processing industry. He said, well, everybody's focused in on tariffs. He said it's also important to recognize there are non-tariff trade barriers that can be just as impactful, if not more. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning, well, the grain trade's holding on. Dairy continues to slip. Numbers are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
With the push of a button, you could save lives and the livelihood of others in your area. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on the sky this season. You can help by taking real-time weather observations on your phone and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Volunteer weather observers play an important role in tracking and relaying vital weather information. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
In the early morning hours of a Tuesday, right now, our December corn's unchanged at 454. November soybeans are up 2 at 1021. The July wheat, 3.5 higher right now at 588. The April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up a penny at 1717, but May closed 43 cents lower at 1730 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
We are watching a storm system that will bring rain and a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and then rain will change to some snow tomorrow night into Thursday. There could be some minor accumulation and possibly some slick roads Thursday morning. Today, clouds in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
To this day, there are some things I can't eat because I don't like the way they sound. I still cannot eat squash. You want some squash? No! Sounds like somebody sat on dinner, you know? Eggplant. But what is it, an egg or a plant? Tell it to make up its mind and come on back. Somebody don't like the sound of succotash. What'd you call me? You look out,
hey, hey, hey. Hey, be cool, hey, be cool. It's lima beans and corn, man.
Then there are some things that sound too funny to eat. Guacamole. That sounds like something you yell when you're on fire. Guacamole! Well, sounds like something you can't remember the name of. Where's that little guacamole I had here? And, of course, the funniest food, kumquats. I don't even bring them home anymore. I sit there laughing and they go to waste.
I don't really want to do the work today.
What? What's this?
I don't really want to do the work today.
We all feel like that sometimes, every day.
I don't want to do the work today.
That is so true. That's from the musical Firebringer. That is a good show. Melissa Donaldson is here. She's in charge of digital and innovation.
Digital services.
Digital services
and innovation.
Actually, I have it written down in front of me here, but I never read it. And that's at the Racine Public Library, your Racine Public Library. We talked about coming up is the Digital Literacy Fair. It's free this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The more people you talk to, the more tickets you get. And at the end, they're giving away some nice gift baskets from a lot of nice people. And so head on out there, talk to different people. How long do you have to talk to them? Is there a clock? Or you just say hello and that's
it? No, I mean, you have to talk to them and ask them questions.
Okay. You just go down the line. Hello, 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 hello. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Okay. Let's talk about your partnership with the City of Racine Smart Cities.
Yeah, so we've been partnering with the City of Racine Smart Cities with their Digital Navigator program. So the city won a grant to expand their Digital Navigator program, which teach more tailored one-on-one digital skills classes. So they'll actually get you signed up on a site that'll help you learn your various skills. And you can learn like little certificates and stuff like that. They'll help with your computer-related questions, not so much with your phones and stuff, but your computer questions, they can definitely help with. And we do have two digital navigators stationed at the library. They're at the library on Tuesdays and Thursdays. First session is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the second session is from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then we do have one session from 10 a.m. to 2. And you can call the library at 262-619-2560. Or email jacob.ward@racinelibrary.info or alexander.fairchild@racinelibrary.info to make your appointments.
Under empower, that second one is me. Read it.
Eliminate tech anxiety.
That's me.
Yes. Yeah. So they
you know what? Because I don't know what I'm doing. And when something breaks and I need the computer to do some of my work, I immediately go into, you know, panic attack. And I can't breathe. Give me the inhaler. Give me. And if I see something odd on the screen, it's like, and I go into a full anxiety attack.
Well, you heard that. You know, it's a joke between computer techs is, you know, did you turn it off and turn it back on again? Because usually that fixed 99% of the problems.
Well, you know, and that's what they say, too, in the hospital. If you're on life support and you're just about to go, just unplug the machine, plug it back in again. Oh, you're back in action. You're good again. Yeah, I know that unplugged. And, you know, I do that with the cable box sometimes when it's acting up. Just unplug it, plug it back, and it's fine. It but it doesn't always work. And that's when the anxiety, and I hate to do that, but I just go into a panic because I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I should go to some of these classes. Eliminate tech anxiety. That one's me. I do shop online very rarely. I think Amazon is about it. I don't like to use my credit card online because I don't know where they're going. So I buy these gift cards, you know, the MasterCard gift cards. So I bought one, and a month or two went by, and I went to go use it, said there's no money on it. I said, how can that be?
Did you not activate it?
No, it was activated. Somebody stole it.
Oh.
So I called the PIN company, and they said, yes, it was used at T-Mobile. They even had the name of the person who used it. I called T-Mobile, and they told me.
Huh.
And I said, well, why don't we have them arrested because they're thieves? And I said, well, we'll look into it. They never looked into it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, somehow they I don't know how they got it. Now, the people at the store where I bought it said sometimes people will come in and they'll write down the numbers on the back of the cards that are there. And they'll keep trying them until somebody activates it. And when somebody activates it, well, now they're in.
That's true.
And it's a random thing, and that's how they do it. So I don't know how you fight something like that unless you use it right away. But it was $100 and, you know.
That just sucks.
Cried over spilled credit cards. What am I going to do? That's why I don't like to use credit cards online because I don't know where they're going. I know this is a world where that's what they're doing now. And I know that, but sometimes, and I do use some online, you know, there are some that I do, but rarely. All right. So you tell people how to shop online, huh?
Yeah. The digital navigators will help them with that.
I hate to say it, but that's the future. I don't think these stores are going to be around forever. I mean, look at Kmart's gone. Sears, I think Sears is gone. Are they open?
Well, Sears and Kmart ended up being like the same company.
Yeah, they're the same company.
Yeah.
There's, I think, one or two JCPenney's around. That's about it. There's one in Kenosha.
Yeah.
The one in Racine is gone. I mean, all these big box stores are going, you know, bye-bye because people are shopping online now. It's just easier. I know my son, he only shops online. There's packages every day waiting for him. create documents and resumes. I can't. When I used to hire people here, I can't tell you what some of these resumes look like. If you're going to apply for a good job, you should have a nice resume, and you'll teach people how to do that. That's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. Communicating with friends and family. If you're one of those people that likes to do that, a lot of people don't want to communicate with friends and family. I'm one of those people. My cousin, who I haven't seen in decades. She lives in Manhattan, and I haven't seen her in decades. So she said to my brother and I, she said, why don't we set up a thing on a Zoom meeting where we all, three of us, can talk and catch up. It's been a long time. Now, I did talk to her last year when I was looking for her mother's grave, and I couldn't find it. She couldn't find it either. And so she said, let's set it up for this Sunday. Well, that was the Academy Awards Sunday. And I said, I can't this Sunday. The Academy Awards are on. And I have a guest coming on the next day who's going to talk about him.
Oh,
and so I have to watch him because Nell Minow was coming on the next day. And I never heard back from her. I think I insulted her. because I said, can we do it another Sunday? Communication shut down. This strange story with her. Her mother passed away. That's my aunt, my father's sister. And I said, where is she buried? Because I'm putting a whole thing together so future people know where our relatives are buried. She's in New Jersey. She told me the cemetery. I called the cemetery. We have nobody by that name here. I said, well, maybe her maiden name. Well, we have one person by that first name in the library in this whole cemetery, and it's not her. I know because the person was born in the 50s, and she was born in the 20s. So I went back to my cousin. I said, where is she buried? And so the guy on the other end, I called him back. He looked at all the cemeteries they run. They own five. He went on his computer. This is why it helps to know your computer. And he can't find her. And I looked on Find a Grave, and I can't find her. Oh, wow. I said, so where is your mother buried? And so she gave me the number of the plot. And the guy at the cemetery said, there's a man buried in that plot, and it's not your aunt. I know that. We went out there and looked for it when you gave me the number. She's not buried there. So I called my uncle. I said, where's your sister buried? He told me the New Jersey cemetery. She's not there. They told me she's not there. I said, well, I don't know where she is. I think I would be a bit more of a panic. But this guy was checking his computers from all over the cemetery. Find a Grave is a great computer.
It really is.
Website. Find a Grave. Now, not everybody's in there. Most people are. But if you want to know where a friend was buried, Find a Grave. As long as you have some bit of information. If you're just going to put their name in there, you're going to find out there's 15,000 people with that name. But if you can give them a year they were born or a city where they died in, it's a lot easier. But yeah, it does help. I tell you, life and radio before computers was not as easy. But, you know, look back now, I could never go back. So you better learn how to use them, folks, because they're not going away. The Library Digital Navigators, they're on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Saturdays, and by appointment. Call the library for more information on that. Whoa, that's pretty good. Just a moment, we're going to talk about 3D printing because I still don't understand that. You've explained it to me so many times. People have explained it to me. I still don't get how it works. I understand how a copy machine works. You put a piece of paper in, there's carbon in there, and it whatever, ink and carbon, and it sees it, and it makes a copy. I understand that to some degree. I don't understand how a transistor radio works, but I understand this I can't comprehend. We're going to talk about that. Melissa Donaldson is here from the Racine Public Library. More coming up for you in just a moment. 746 at WRJN. Cloudy with a high near 50 today. Cloudy, lows 41 tonight. Rain tomorrow. I heard them say possibly some snow. Highs near 49 right now. Sunny, 46 degrees right here at Radio Park.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm here with Melissa Donaldson. Now, are you tech? You know, you're good on tech stuff, right? At home?
Yeah.
So you know everything. So you have your whole lives wired up with computers and.
Well, we don't do wires. Everything is wireless nowadays. So.
That's what I meant. We have Wi-Fi too. And every morning I walk up and I look at the little box to make sure all three green lights are on. Okay, I'm good. And if it's not, you know what I do? I unplug it and plug it back in again. Yeah, and that works.
Yep, it's amazing.
You know what I dread most these days? As a kid, I used to love thunderstorms because they were so amazing. These lightning strikes, nothing really happened. The electricity blinked and so what? You had to reset a clock. Now, if your house gets hit and your computer's on, even if you have a surge protector, you can blow your whole computer system. You can blow everything out. You can blow your Wi-Fi. You can do everything. If you get you know, a power hit, you shrug your shoulders. But it's happened. That happened to you?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah. We may have a thunderstorm coming up tomorrow. Yeah, and I have a surge protector, but that's good. But if a lightning strike hits the pole or something, I mean, everything gets blown out. And I get this is part of the tech anxiety.
I typically don't leave my computers like hooked up to the power all the time. So that's just me.
Well, if I hear a thunderstorm, I unplug it. So it's not connected to anything. But with the cable, you can't do that. I mean, you got to leave it plugged in. But at least they'll come and fix it the next day.
Sure.
Now, the little box I have for Wi-Fi was my mother's. That's not their problem. That's my problem. It was so much easier. Actually, it wasn't easier. It was just
different.
It was more difficult. All right, let's talk about 3D printing. This is something I can't wrap my head around, how you can put something in a printer and all of a sudden a part comes out that's, usable. And they say you can do it with a gun, too, and that scares me.
Well, we don't do that.
You don't do that, but it can be done.
People have made ghost guns using...
What do they call them?
Ghost guns. Meaning they're untraceable.
I mean, that's scary.
It is, but I don't know. I've never tried it.
If you have criminals, they'll figure a way to use the latest technology to their advantage. Oh, so what is 3D printing? Let's talk about that.
So 3D printing is basically you take an object file, you slice it on. We have a special software called slicing software, and it takes that 3D object file and slices it so the printer knows how to print it. So it breaks it down.
Give me an example of something you can 3D print.
What have we 3D? We've infinity cubes. Do you know what infinity cubes are? They're fidget toys. We've printed little turtles.
Is this stuff workable? Like if I wanted to 3D print this pen, you can't do the ink, obviously.
No, I can't do the ink.
So you would do the outside of it?
Yeah, you could probably do the shape of the pen. Probably not a working pen,
okay.
But it's used for prototyping. So that's what they use it in industry, is for prototyping different inventions. People also use it to replace parts that may be hard to find. One time we had a guy come in with, he had an old convertible and he needed a piece for his car and he couldn't find it online. So he put it in Tinkercad and drew it all up. And made the replacement part that he needed for his convertible, for his roof to go up and down. So it's kind of amazing what people can do.
Are they plastic?
They are plastic. There are different kinds of plastic. We mainly print in PLA because it's very low odor, so we don't have to have huge air systems in our building.
Oh, they smell?
Some of them actually can, like ABS. We don't print in that. Just because it's really toxic fumes, so they tell you to use outside.
Like a skunk smell? What is it?
I don't know, to be honest, because I've never printed in it, but I know it's toxic for humans.
Well, then I would say no, let's not use that. So you offer 3D printing. So if I go down there, I could witness a 3D printer? I'd like to get down. I'd like to see it.
Yeah, you can come down. We can show you how to. We start. We're always getting requests from people, so there's usually something printing. But yeah, we could give you a demo on how that is and how it works.
Can they do body parts? Like people who need, you know, if they lose a finger, can you 3D print a finger and have it reattached?
What really got libraries into 3D printing was one library had a 3D printer and somebody was using it to print a hand for an amputee.
Wow, does it work?
Yeah. It did. I don't know how. We never tried to replicate something like that, but that was kind of like what drove the excitement of it, of just the possibilities of what you can do. And now they even send one up like into space so they can print parts if they need it, or a tool if they need it, you know. So
I'd like to see it done. You know, I remember somebody told me about it once. He said, "You're full of it. You can't do that." And obviously you can't. I just can't wrap my head around it. I used to have a thing called vacuum seal. It was a toy. And you used to put an object in there and you warm the plastic, you pulled the plastic over, hit the button, and it sucked it down, and you made a plastic toy. But it was a physical thing. It wasn't like
a... like a mold. Like,
yeah, it was a mold. Okay, so they offer 3D printing, and people can request to use the 3D printer, huh?
Yep.
Is it expensive to use it?
So basically what we do is we have a 3D print request form on our website. If they just go to racinglibrary.info and search 3D printer, it'll come up and they can do a request for that.
Is it expensive to do?
We don't charge.
Oh, you don't charge?
No, we try to keep the prints down to under 3 hours, just because filament it's not super expensive, but it's not the cheapest either. So we try to make sure that we have it available so that people can experience what 3D printing is.
Can you do the eyeglasses?
No.
I was about to say, these are $400 glasses. If I can make new ones for free, that'd be a nice backup pair.
That'd be nice. But no, we have never made eyeglasses. I'm sure you could probably make some frames, but I don't know how you would get the lenses.
Yeah. All right.
So
cross that off my bucket list. All right. And you have a list online of where you can look up different designs that work out. You get those at the library website. And you can check out your own design, if you'd like, at Tinkercad. You go look online for that website. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so that's a 3D modeling. It's very basic, but it kind of gives you an introduction to 3D modeling.
And finally, LinkedIn Learning. Now, is this like LinkedIn, the website where it's like a poor man's Facebook?
So LinkedIn Learning is, I call it professional social networking. Yeah. So that's what LinkedIn Learning is, or LinkedIn is. But LinkedIn Learning is a separate entity from, it's still done by Microsoft that owns LinkedIn. But
Microsoft owns that, huh?
Yeah. Okay. But they provide different classes from, you know, computer basics to more advanced preparing for certifications, for networking certifications and stuff like that. So it runs the gamut of skill level there, that you could do very, very basic or you could do very, very advanced.
That's amazing. You know all this stuff. Now, can you teach this stuff, you personally?
All of it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
I mean, other people to teach it.
Well, we don't teach LinkedIn Learning. LinkedIn Learning is...
No, I mean all this other stuff, like 3D printing.
3D
have you
printing,
done it?
Yeah, we have, yeah. Yeah,
what does it look like? A copy machine?
No, actually. It just looks like a big metal box.
Okay.
And it has a platform in there where all of ours now have heated beds, where the plastic as it's being laid is on a heated bed, so it adheres better to the build plate.
That's like my toy I had, VacuSeal or whatever it was called, where you put the thing in the hot, wobbly plastic, and you pull a lever and sucks it into the mold, and you made another one of it.
It's kind of a little bit like that. It just, except it does it in layers. So it builds it up. It takes a roll of plastic. It kind of looks like plastic wire. Yeah. And it rolls and it melts it really, really hot. And then it lays it down layer by layer so that it'll slowly build up your object that you're building.
Well, they stopped VacuSeal, whatever that toy was I had, because you would heat it up to like 300 some odd degrees. And kids were burning themselves with this toy. So they had to stop it. But my mother and father got me one. I made all these toy boats. I made everything in the house. I was making everything that could fit on there. I made copies of people's keys.
So it's very similar to stuff like that. It does heat up really, really hot. The nozzle on there is about 220 degrees Celsius. So
yeah, that's what this toy was. Yeah, it was at 300 degrees. It was
hot. It's hot. Yeah. We always tell the kids when we're doing like classes and stuff that you don't want to touch it. It could actually melt your skin, so we don't want to touch it because it's super, super hot.
Yeah, that's what my thing was too. It got really hot because it had to melt the plastic.
Yeah, but this was, but that was a whole big thing that was hot. But this thing is just a little bitty nozzle that is like. Has a 0.2 millimeter hole in it.
It's safe. Don't worry.
It's safer.
It's safe.
It's yeah, but we still say don't put your hands in it while it's running.
Everything we're talking about is at racinelibrary.info, right?
Yep.
Racinelibrary.info. There's so much more than books at the library. We just demonstrated that today. Melissa Donaldson, who is Digital Services and Innovation.
Yes.
How do you like that?
You got it.
Took me an hour, but I remembered it. Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate everybody who comes in from the Racine Public Library, because every time you people come in, who's you people? You people come in, and I learn something, and I love learning new things. I'm still anxious about that stuff. That didn't get rid of it. My anxiety is still there, but thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
It was a pleasure to have you in here. Thank you, Melissa. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN. Let's do it.
Local news and time.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel launched a wave of airstrikes across Gaza today in its heaviest assault since a ceasefire took effect in January. Prime Minister Netanyahu blames a lack of progress on hostage talks. Correspondent Remy Innocencio reports from Tel Aviv.
The fragile ceasefire, barely 2 months old, was shattered in the early hours of the morning as the Israeli military launched dozens of airstrikes up and down the Gaza Strip. The injured and the dead rushed by the hundreds to barely functioning hospitals. Babies, children.